It is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz on your radio, 94.1 on the free Odyssey app, and streaming live on YouTube. Hello, YouTube folks. We will get to the High Hopes Jackie Baseball Report in a moment. Basketball Will in Brookhaven, you're on WIP. What's up, Basketball Will?
All right, hold on. I got you on speaker.
Thank you.
What's going on, guys?
Thank you, Basketball Will.
All right, before I want to, can I get my one word name, and then I want to talk about the Eagles.
Yeah, you can do. For next question today, it is a give us, with Nelly performing at the Phillies game tonight, we're looking for somebody famous for one name. What is it?
Probably nobody said this. Cher.
Oh, Cher's a great one.
That's a great one.
That is a great one. What do you got on camp?
I can't wait, man. I can't wait for camp. And I'm still baffled why Cam Newton is like, I ain't going to say jealous, but.
I will.
I mean, isn't it sort of fair to be jealous?
I will.
You know, I'm sure somewhere.
We're just envious of the help that Jalen has. Yeah.
I'm sure somewhere Donovan is in his heart, you know, somewhere. He's done a good job of being
Donovan
positive
is.
About it, but like, there's no way.
Got to be a little bit of jealousy
yes,
there, right?
There's
yes.
no way Donovan doesn't look around and go, oh my God.
What the hell?
Yeah.
But let's say the proper word, envious. Both of them, I think, are envious.
Okay, that's Jalen. Fair. Yep.
Yeah. Sure.
Because I mean, yeah. The amount of years Jalen has done this, it took them almost towards the end of their careers to get to a Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm. Well, Cam got there, what, in his fifth or sixth season, I think, right?
Wasn't his fifth year, I believe.
Yeah, yeah.
He got there. Yeah. Yeah. No, you're right. I mean, but what I think Spike may be alluding to, and some other people at times, and even Cam, what he's basically saying is it's hard to really judge Jalen because of the talent is so good around him. He's saying it's hard to give a fair assessment of how good you think Jalen is because it's not as if you've had to watch him play in an offense that doesn't have that much talent around him and they still succeed. Like for instance, we say Josh Allen. They traded Stephon Diggs last year.
Yes.
I thought the offense was going to suffer. I didn't think Buffalo would be as good as they were last year. I never thought Josh Allen would be able to have an MVP season after losing Stephon Diggs, but he was able to do that.
Yeah. I mean, they got better.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, they ended up trading for a wide receiver in the middle of the year.
Who did they trade for? Was that Amari
Cooper?
Traded
for Amari Cooper.
Was that last year, Amari Cooper?
Yeah, okay. It was last year.
And he's cooked, but.
But still, yeah. I mean, yes, we have seen it with him mm-hmm. now. Yeah. So, but look, I'm sure if you asked Josh Allen, would you rather do it with, you know, A.J. Brown, Devontae Smith, and Saquon Barkley, or without, my guess is he would say yes. With. So, all right, Basketball, all right. Will. Thanks for all the right. call.
Yep.
All right, so Phil's win last night.
Finally,
yeah,
a winner.
A very clutch win.
Yep.
From the Red Sox catcher.
Yep.
Let's talk about the Phil's.
It's time for the High Hopes Jackie Baseball Report. Tell Jackie Baseball.
Yeah, the hardest hit in extra innings was Edmundo Sosa hitting the glove. That's it.
Yep.
No, first time since 1971 that a game has been called on catcher's interference.
Wow,
so
I didn't know that.
Yeah. What a heads up thing from Sosa,
just
by the way.
Just a winner.
Yeah, pointing it out. It almost looked like he reached for it or something.
No, he did.
Yeah.
What do you mean the catcher?
No,
oh,
I mean it
Sosa.
Looked like Sosa was, I don't know. I'm not
trying to hit him.
Yeah.
Hit the glove?
Yeah. Well, because the catcher was trying to frame it or whatever.
Yeah.
Was going to go get it, but
yeah.
it's a heads-up play by Sosa.
So in the same month, they had a walk-off catcher's interference, and they got walked off on an inside-the-park home run by a catcher.
Let
me ask you, I didn't think about this, Spike, until you just said it.
Yeah.
Fritzy, you're a baseball guy.
Someone.
That's a ball. Sosa knows that's a ball, because that's a late check.
Sure.
On that. So I wonder if he did just throw his bat out there. Because the catcher is really, like Spike said, he's really just trying to frame the pitch there. It's a clear ball.
Wonder if he saw the catcher doing that a bunch and thought that he
could.
Because
when you look at
that.
The replay, Sosa's swing is delayed.
Yeah, it was defensive swing.
Yeah.
Because I think it was 1-2, right?
Yeah, it was 2-strike count.
Oh, was it 2 strikes?
It was either 1-2 or 2-2. Yeah. Like he was fighting for dear life in that bat, to be honest.
Because he swung it like a 59-footer earlier in the game. So,
but it was no out.
Yeah, it was no outs. And I was convinced.
That's why I'm wondering, like, it's no outs and the bases are loaded. Like, what is he even trying to do right there?
Put a ball in play? Listen, he's just a heads-up player. I love it. Muno Sosa is, like, the best, man.
I do, too.
Dude, it reminds me a lot of Ike. Yeah, like, the Ike of this team, man.
Okay, I got nothing else to say here.
When they walk Kepler, I was like, oh, home to first double play. Here it comes. We're not going to score.
They are dreadful with the bases loaded.
Yep.
I mean, they are just dreadful.
Yeah. When I seen Boston didn't score in their top half of the inning.
Yeah. Max Lazar.
It's why I like the Ghost Runner thing, because I know it's not going to go for long.
I love the Ghost Runner.
100%.
Yeah, I know the extra innings thing is not going for long.
I don't think there's been a game in the 13th inning.
Right, exactly. You're not getting past that 12th inning, man. So I knew it was going to be over with either in the bottom 10th or the bottom 11th. One of those two right there.
Yeah, and Max Lazar, I tell you what, he's got some stones, man. He doesn't have the most, obviously, blow-away stuff. Like, it's not, you know, they're not going to overwhelm me with his stuff, but he's got some cones down below.
Yeah, that was a big inning from him.
Keep this up. We won't need to trade for anybody at the
deadline. Still need to trade for someone. We're still going to need to do that. So it doesn't seem like we're going to see Justin Crawford before the trade deadline.
That makes sense.
So Matt Gelb wrote in The Athletic yesterday, he said it would not make sense for the Phillies to promote Crawford right now and then acquire an outfield bat that nudges him back to AAA. So they'll let the next 10 days unfold, and come August, Crawford could be at CBP. So, like, after the trade deadline, I guess, could be, if he's not traded, obviously.
Yeah, so Max Kepler's not going to be on the team after the trade deadline.
No, I don't think so.
Either they'll trade for somebody and they'll DFA him, or they won't trade for somebody and they'll DFA him and they'll bring up Crawford.
Now, the problem with that is that, like, I don't want it to be labeled as Crawford's the midseason edition. So, I know. We could be setting up for that. I'm well aware that we could be setting up for David Robertson's the bullpen edition, Crawford's our big bat, and if that happens, Schuylkill. Okay? Like, that is the on the table.
Dombrowski's getting crushed. If there is not a significant addition to the baseball team at the trade deadline, whether it be a bullpen arm or a bat or both, he's going to get crushed. He just is.
And especially with the way the city is right now. Like, it feels like we're
yes,
just hungry for the move.
Yes.
Yes. And I'll tell you what.
We want to know whether or not, how close should we be paying attention after July 31st.
Yes, especially with the football starting.
Yes.
The team could fade into the background like nothing if they don't. He's got to make a big move. He's never done it at the deadline here. He's got to do it.
Now,
he's got to do it. Grow up.
Now, a couple trade deadline things. Trade deadline things. So as we get closer and closer, want to put out some names that we think might be linked to the Phillies.
Okay.
One I did mention yesterday, but I thought it was notable because he hit the home run to lead off the game. Jaron Duran of the Red Sox. Yesterday, Jim Bowden linked the two together. So the Phillies would love to trade for Jaron Duran. He can play center field. He's a top of the lineup kind of guy. If you got him, it would be nice because it can go Turner, Duran, Harper, Schwarber, or Duran, Turner, Harper, Schwarber, and get someone back and get Schwarber back behind Bryce. Like, that's really imperative because I'm not living in a world where it's Castellanos and Bohm hitting behind Bryce.
No, I thought
they had a nice thing going with Schwarber behind Bryce.
A lot of righties there after Schwarber.
It is.
Matter of fact, it's all righties till you get to Stott.
But it's also a lot of lefties in the first four too, because Duran's a lefty.
Right. No, I'm with you. I'm going lefty righty lefty righty, and then once you get to that five hole spot, it's all righties after that.
Yep, it is.
Except for Stott.
Well, and yeah, who knows? Maybe he's pinch hit again yesterday with Sosa. So
he's got to choke up.
That's your big take on him, right?
Well, he can't hit fastballs, and I don't know. Back in my day, if he couldn't get around on the pitch, you would choke up a little bit.
Barry Bonds choked up. Hey, man, he didn't mind choking.
We don't choke up.
Well,
yeah, we don't choke up.
Well, then we hit 230.
Yep. But the guy who hasn't been brought up, I don't believe yet, on one of these is Felix Bautista. So we talked a lot about closers. We talked a lot about going and getting a big name arm, and I think the three that are mentioned the most are probably Bautista, Class A, and Duran. We'll break those down in the future coming days. But Bautista is the Orioles closer. He had Tommy John, so he missed last year, but he's come back this year, and he's been just as dominant as he usually has been. I think he's the guy that they want to go after. He's got 2.5 years of control left. He is 30. He is 30, but, I mean, he throws 100 miles an hour. He is...
Don't worry, we only got 1 or 2 years left of this.
Well, so, might as well just trade the farm for a closer. So
I'm just saying, him being 30 isn't the end of the world. You know
so
what I'm
Felix Bautista out of the Orioles.
And the hope, if they're going to pay the price it takes to get him, is maybe they can get like Sir Anthony back. Sir Anthony's had a pretty good year for the Orioles. Maybe they can get a what?
We're bringing everybody back anyway.
Yeah, yeah, well, I love it. And Sir Anthony was like, Sir Anthony's a Philly. I don't care. Yeah. They have some outfield options. Ramon Laureano, if they want to package him, he's a center fielder. And then Cedric Mullins, who I think stinks. But
how much are we giving up for a Felix Bautista? What's it going to cost?
So I think it's going to Abel's going to be in it. I think it would probably cost Aiden Miller. Like I think Aiden's going to have to be in the deal because two and a half years of a dominant closer. It is what it is.
That's a big price.
It's a big price. I think it starts with Aiden and Abel, and that
we can get Papelbon off these record off this record book.
That'd be awesome.
Yeah,
that'd be awesome. And then final thing here: first round pick Gage Wood signed today.
All right.
Yeah,
love a good Gage.
That's right.
Wait, do you see him on Twitter and stuff? His videos after they drafted him. Oh, you gotta like this guy.
Yeah, he's a lunatic.
He threw a no hitter in the College World Series.
Oh yeah, I saw. Yeah,
he's
I know about that.
Screaming at the guy after he did it. I like that. And what's his nickname is Fathead or something.
Is it? I didn't see that.
Yeah. He's got some. I saw a picture of his Little League jersey on the back. It said Fathead instead of his name.
Philly's taking a lot of college players, huh?
They did.
Yeah. Somebody said that. Somebody said that before the draft.
Yep.
That's great. That's great. I think he could be up here soon because they're going to need him.
Okay. All right.
They're probably going to trade a lot of starters. It's a lot of
Gage.
Just glad we got a few baseball guys on the show.
You know what I'm saying?
You know?
Yeah, it's great.
Yeah. You done?
No, yeah.
Okay. Well,
no,
are you?
No,
that's it. No, that's it. You guys can have a segment now.
Are you done or are you finished?
Oh, look. I got to go right back to talking after Daddy got the job comment, but we make one
right,
little comment.
Everybody else has to, we got to take your little comments on the chin and keep it moving.
Yeah, yeah.
That's why you're in that seat.
Okay. That's a good point.
That is a good point.
All I did was say I thought they should draft college players. They did it.
I'm aware.
215-592-9494. Oh, jeez. OG Wade, you're on WIP.
Oh, yeah, this ought to be awesome.
What's up, fellas? How we doing today?
Hey, buddy.
OG.
What's good? Hey, listen, I'm just here to make you think, okay?
Mm-hmm. Now, no, you're not.
Hey, Jack, you stay out of this one.
Losing brain cells.
Yeah, this is serious in business over here. Listen, I want everybody to understand something, including you, Ike. I ain't never, ever, ever had a problem with someone saying something about Jalen, okay?
Bill.
I told y'all I play the long game, so I already know what's coming. So let me get this straight. Everybody, and I blame y'all on this show, my show, more for this than anything, because all around the national media, the ESPNs, all them guys, all of them say that the reason why the Eagles won because Jalen has a stacked roster, right? Now, listen to analyze that stacked roster. On paper, we are the best team in the NFL. We do have a stacked roster. But do y'all realize that Jalen Hurts played a total of 4 games with that stacked roster? 4 out of 17 games. A.J. missed 3 games. Devontae Smith missed 4 games. Goddard missed 7 games. So he only got the chance to play with them guys for 4 games. Not to mention Jalen Hurts broke his finger in the Carolina game.
You do understand that the fact that they have so many playmakers means that they can withstand the loss of one of them at one time better than if they didn't.
Yeah, it's not going to crumble the team. Yeah.
Oh, I don't know that you do.
Yeah. No, I do understand that.
Okay.
But I want y'all to understand that the notion, the narrative that y'all trying to push
is that
he's got this stacked roster.
That's not what we're trying to push.
Cam Newton was pushing. Why don't you attack Cam?
Yeah,
attack Cam Newton, OG Wade.
It's just a fact.
Here's what I don't want to do with the Cam Newton thing.
What?
Cam Newton already proved that he's a fraud because after they won the Super Bowl, Cam Newton came out and said, you know what? I'm going to keep it real. I'm going to be a real N-word. I was wrong about Jalen. Jalen is a top 5 quarterback. I was wrong. He said, people got to understand that Jalen wins different. Then he comes back because he wants clicks and views, and he says that he's not. So I'm not taking what Cam Newton said. I'm not even tripping
But this
on
is
that.
Where the topic is. Hold on, OG. This is where the topic has come from. Cam Newton said he didn't have him in the top 10. Well, that's
but, I know.
But you're making it about us. But I'm saying you're making it about us when it was a national or a national podcaster.
The reason why I'm making it about us is because since we have been discussing it on this program, people give their different opinions. Different information is coming out, why you feel this way, why you think that way. So I'm just trying to say that if you want to look at Jalen Hurts as a whole, even with the things that he's done, without all the stuff that I just mentioned, he still gets it done.
Let me ask you this. I agree with all of that. So when we're talking about rankings, you do realize there are certain attributes, certain criteria that would place guys in certain rankings based on who's viewing it or who's making the rankings, right? You would agree with that. Yes. This sports talk we're doing. Listen, OG, we're not saving the world. This is sports talk we're doing. So we have fun debates. Who's better, Michael, Kobe, LeBron, Kobe, LeBron, Michael? This is what we do at the barbecues, what we do at the barbershop. It's what we do at the bar, the water cooler. Let's not make it like this is something that is out of that we created that doesn't go on. So I'm asking you, as far as rankings go, do you believe there's anything that any of the other top quarterbacks do better than Jalen that would justify them being ranked ahead of Jalen? Or do you believe Jalen is just the best at every aspect of the quarterback position and no one should be ranked ahead of him?
No, that's not what I believe. I believe is that the things that Jalen can do, he does more. He's got more of those things than those other guys. Okay. I understand people can say they like the way that Joe Burrow's velocity. That's one point you get for that.
Okay.
Now you go to the next thing. You said throwing in tight windows. Okay, that's 2 points for that. Now you got two.
That's silly, OG. That's silly, OG, because here's what you'll go to, winning.
No. What I'm going to go through is, that's a part of it.
Yeah, I know.
Hold on. Slow down. Slow your roll. I'm going to go with the run game. Well, Joe Burrow can't run like Jalen Hurts do.
Joe Burrow is. Actually, Joe Burrow is as good of an athlete running the ball, I believe, as Jalen is. He just doesn't need to run to move the ball.
Now we didn't went off the rocket.
Well, hold on. I think I saw Joe Burrow have a 60-yard touchdown run up in New York.
He did run for more yards per carry than Jalen did last year.
I'm not telling you he's better. I'm just saying he's not a stiff. He's not a stiff back there quarterback. He's athletic. He can run.
So my point to you, and let me go on record.
You agree with that though, right? He can run. You do agree that Joe Burrow is athletic, right?
He can run. Every quarterback in the NFL can run.
Not everybody can't really run.
Everybody can run, Ike. They wouldn't be a quarterback if they couldn't run.
Okay.
Okay. Now, okay. I'm
Jared Goff can run, I'm sure.
Right. Sure. Yeah. Slow yeah. Down. Okay.
Is Joe Burrow Matt Stafford. A better runner of the football than Jalen Hurts?
Yes. No. No.
Okay. That's all my point was.
No.
That was my point right there. And you took that and you went way the hell out of South with that. Man. Down South Philly somewhere. But see, I get it.
I give Jalen the benefit of the running aspect of it, right? So I give Joe Burrow the benefit of the passing aspect of it. Why can't we both be right?
You can be right in your own right because I'm saying
you're telling me Jalen is a better passer than Joe Burrow.
What I'm trying to say is that when Jalen Hurts throws the ball to AJ and to Smitty and to whoever he throws it to, I'm telling you that I see impressive passes.
I'm asking you. I didn't say OG. Here's the thing: we move past can he throw? We know he can throw. We know he can throw the ball. That's not the argument I'm having with you. I didn't say Jalen can't throw the ball. We know he can throw. I asked you, is he a better passer than Joe Burrow?
And my answer is yes.
Okay. Well, I think you would be in the minority with that.
And guess what? OG always was okay with that.
Okay.
Okay, well, that's fine. Well, here's what I'm saying then. You can't be upset and take offense to you being stuck in your ways and your opinions about Jalen and somebody else having a difference of opinion, and you want to say that yours is right and everybody else's is wrong.
No. Hold on.
No, it clearly is, because here's why. No matter who it is, if it's not something you agree with, you argue against it. You don't you don't respect somebody else's opinion, and just the fact that it's different than yours, you have to argue their opinion. You have to argue against it.
Ask people to do. Is prove it. Let's put it on the table and let's debate.
How do you prove it? It's not, OG, when you say prove something, you're talking about something that's subjective.
Well, also,
because I just told you from a passing standpoint, one guy threw for 5,000 yards and 40 plus touchdowns, and you're still telling me the 29th ranked passing offense with 18 touchdowns is a better passing offense. You're still telling me that when the facts don't say that.
Now you're putting words in my mouth. I didn't say that.
You just told me Jalen was a better passer than Joe Burrow.
So what part of this y'all don't understand? Just because you pass for 5,000 yards don't mean you're a better passer.
Wait, hold on, though. When it's 5,000 compared to 3,200 and it's 43 touchdowns compared to 18, how do I not view that as he's the better passer?
But what did the 5,000 yards get him?
Oh, you're going to something else. You're going to something else. I said simply passing the football. I said simply passing the football. I didn't say winning. I didn't say running. I didn't say scoring touchdowns. I didn't say clutch. I said Joe Burrow is a better passer. That's what I said.
And you can say that.
No, that's a fact. You don't have anything that says otherwise. What do you have that says, hold on, you said bring numbers and facts to the table. What do you have that says Jalen is a better passer than Joe Burrow?
All you're doing is adding up the total passing yards.
I'm asking you, what do you have that says Jalen is a better passer?
What I got is success in the offense. How the offense flows and how they win.
Passing! Passing!
Okay.
Passing!
I'm talking about passing!
Don't give me a bunch of all this other stuff. I said, tell me where in the passing game. I said, tell me where in the passing game, because you said bring me facts, not emotions, not feelings. Give me facts. Give me numbers. I said, tell me where Jalen is better in the passing game. It makes him a better passer than Joe Burrow.
Jalen is a better deep ball thrower than Joe Burrow. Jalen is a better outside the numbers throwing the ball than Joe Burrow. That is my facts. And you can go and check them out.
Neither of those are facts.
Yeah, that's not what a fact is.
See, this is what I mean by when I said you can't take anything and accept it. I told you one guy threw for 4,900 yards and 40-plus touchdowns in the passing game. The other guy threw for 3,200 yards, 18 touchdowns, 5 interceptions in the passing game. Strictly passing. That's what I said. You just can't admit and say, you know what? Well, Joe Burrow is a better passer than Jalen, but it doesn't make him a better overall quarterback. Doesn't mean that I want him. Like, you could just say it that way, but you want to keep arguing with me, somebody who is a pro-Jalen guy, that he is a better passer than this other guy is.
Jalen Hurts had to throw the ball 30 or 40 times. He would have yards like that.
Okay.
That's all I'm saying.
Right. Okay.
But because he didn't have
We're
going to
move
do
on.
It.
We're going to move on. We're going to move on. We're going to move. Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm good.
Are you sure?
Yeah, I'm good.
Okay.
See, he wanted to go there with me, so I took him there.
And it just makes you want to put your head through a wall.
Yeah, I took him there. You're on my timeline arguing all day with other people about nonsense. I let that go.
Yeah.
You know, try to chime in.
So I got
to
block him.
You want to make everybody an anti-Jalen guy because they don't love him as much as you claim to love him, and you want us to view everything through your glasses and lenses that no one is better.
At anything.
And it drives people crazy with that nonsense. Don't challenge me with that nonsense, OG. Challenge me with that nonsense.
Oh, boy, that was good.
Because the one thing you can't say is that I have some...
You don't have an agenda.
Exactly. You can't say that with me.
No.
I just simply said that's a better passer, and it's okay.
It's okay. We won the Super Bowl.
It's okay.
We won the Super Bowl.
Yes.
Coming up next, somebody who hasn't won the Super Bowl in a long time, Jerry Jones, put his foot in his mouth when talking about Micah Parsons.
And I better be in line for the belt this week.
Yeah. That was a good belt moment. And there is still a high-level edge who is unhappy at camp. May be available. Who knows? We'll talk about that. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.